Welcome, folks. It's Encore Day. It's Friday. It's a beautiful thing, man. And today we have for you Frank Gray. Frank, of course, the great husband of Margaret Gray, the entertainment attorney, a great man. He was a producer of some television shows in the 1960s and 1970s. But Frank has that problem. He can't get gender right. This predates any controversy in America about gender. Frank just has a word thing. He just doesn't get the words right because of an untreated STD. It's embarrassing. It's a neuron problem, something like that. Anyway, he used to call him her, and he used to call hers him. Now everybody is it. Frank's doctor from the Brainwave Institute, Dr. Barstow Wyckoff, is interviewed about Frank's problem. Here it is. Hi, it's Frank Gray, and today we're going to get more info on me, Frank Gray, as I continue to improve. Phil Henry is here, and he's going to help me, and Margaret, my dear wife, she's here, and so is General Shaw, he's here, and Bud Dickman, she's here. I mean, I'm doing that, it's a joke, Dickman.
Yeah, you used the wrong.
It was a joke, Dickman, he's here. And we're going to talk to Dr. Barstow Wyckoff from the Brainwave Institute. Is that right, Frank?
Yeah.
Dr. Wyckoff, she's the one who uncovered the problem that I had. And was able, through a series of sessions with electroshock... Oh, my God, Frank. Margaret, you knew it was taking place. Don't act shocked.
Well, I know, but when you mention it...
Yeah. She's acting shocked at the fact that I went through a series of electroshock sessions. I remember when I told you about it, you rubbed your hands with glee and went... Didn't you?
No, I did not.
I'm only kidding.
All right, let's knock it off with the jokes.
No, she didn't do that. But I did. There was electroshock and...
Well, what else was there, Frank?
Well, there was some chemical reintroduction. My brain... They call it the Brainwave Institute because what they're trying to do is take the brainwaves and get them flowing in the right direction. I don't understand how it works.
Well, I know a little bit about brainwaves. There's alpha waves. Well, you're not a doctor, so... You're not a doctor, Phil.
Yeah, you got to watch it, Mr. Henry. You get a malpractice suit going.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. People will sue me for malpractice. How?
Are you kidding me or something?
Giving out the wrong medical advice.
I'm not a doctor. Oh!
You can still get into trouble, Phil. You know.
Yeah. Phil, listen to her, because she's telling the truth. You can still get into some trouble.
All right, let me take over the introduction of the show.
Frank Gray's with us. We will have Dr. Barstow Wyckoff here in a moment. Excuse me. What the hell is he laughing at?
What are you laughing at, Phil?
I found myself wanting to say Dr. Wyckoff is here. He will be here in a moment.
So now you're mocking Frank Gray.
You know what? I'll get up and walk out of here.
All right, Frank, I'm not trying to mock you. I'm just... It was an honest
statement. Let me get Dr. Wyckoff on the line here. Dr. Barstow Wyckoff in La Jolla, California at the Brainwave Institute. And I understand it is, Dr. Wyckoff, your 20th anniversary there at the Brainwave Institute?
Yes, it is, Phil. And it's been a wonderful run. And my great pleasure meeting Frank Gray, too.
Dr. Wyckoff, I can't thank you enough for what you did for me. And, you know, it was a years-long battle. You know the story. And by God, now and I think of Dr. Wyckoff and all that he's done. It was a lifelong battle.
Well, what we had to do, Frank, as you know, is simply get the brain waves. That's what we do at the That's what we do at the Brainwave Institute. We get the brain working in a way. You just got to get the brain waves going in the right direction.
Can you, to lay people, Dr. Wyckoff, can you describe what that means?
I'd be happy to, just if you wouldn't mind. I'm on the phone right now, so if you young ladies, I know, I bought you a drink. This is the 20th anniversary for me, Frank, here at the Brainwave Institute.
Yeah, congratulations, doctor. I heard that.
Sounds like you're having a party, doctor.
Well, it's a party for me and some of the young people here. The young doctors are gathering around me, and thank you very much. Thank you. I'm on the phone right now with the Phil Henry podcast. Go and have yourself some cake, and I'm sure the band is going to start here in a minute. They've got a band here, Frank, called Sid Buckner and his fabulous robots. Have you ever heard of that?
You better believe I heard of Sid Buckner and his fabulous robots here in Hollywood.
You're kidding, Frank. Did they play in Los Angeles?
Yes, they gigged around L.A. I didn't have anything to do with them. I wouldn't want to have nothing against them, Dr. Wyckoff, but I had a lot of these young people come in my office wanting to get represented. You understand?
Oh, I understand. Well, they're a lot of fun, and they do a lot of throwback. Didn't they just do Louie, oh, baby, I gotta go.
Yeah, that's an old one.
That's our generation for you younger people.
I remember the song Louie.
Yeah, it's a great song. They just played that, didn't they? Hey, Evelyn, did they just play Louie? Yeah, I want to put it in your... You know,
Dr. Wyckoff, can we get to the topic at hand?
Yes, we can. Frank Gray came to me, the subject in his mid-70s, with a case of gender gaggle, which is the twisting of brainwave 6 that takes gender and turns it left instead of right in the orbital lobe. At that time, in my notes, I noted that Mr. Gray was of reasonable intelligence and success in his career as an entertainment attorney and television producer, and was requested by Mr. Gray that he, and I'm quoting directly in our file, that he talk gooder, that he, quote, talk gooder than the way he did.
I was very nervous at the time, you understand, doctor.
No, I'm not blaming or judging you. At that particular time...
Doctor, can I interrupt you? It's Phil Hendry, the host of the show.
Yes, sir.
Can you, rather than reading from your notes, can we ask you questions?
Can you ask me questions?
Yes, sir. Can we ask you questions? And we'd like to ask you questions and go through the process that way.
You understand, right?
No, can you refresh me?
It's like I told you, Dr. Wyckoff, on the phone. I said that we would interview you, Mr. Henry would interview you, and get answers.
And you're an interesting person, too. Are you Dyckman?
Bud Dyckman.
Mr. Dyckman. I would love to have you come to the Brainwave Institute, see if we can't get your mind to engage a little better.
I'm fine. I'm a happy man. I don't need it. We're talking right now about Mr. Gray.
Okay, it's just something that we do offer. Can you get me another cup of punch? Thank you. So,
all right, doctor, so does that sound acceptable to you, sir?
Yes, that would be fine. I hope you don't take me off point.
Well, Dr. Wyckoff, these are experienced interview people, and they're going to do, you know, rather than just listen to you read from your notes, which would be interesting to me, but the audience of the show doesn't get it.
I know. I hear you. All right.
My first question is, you used a lot of technical jargon. You call it gender gaglia?
Gender gag or gaglia or gagliana. It's when the gender, perception of gender in the subject is the opposite. And because of that, the neurotransmitters do a left turn instead of a right in the front lobobal area of the brain. Okay.
The front lobobal.
Yes, you have your frontal lobes, but the smaller lobes are the lobobal. This is where the mind begins to sift into consciousness.
All right. Well, again, I don't think anybody understands anything. So I came in there.
You, Frank, came in on October 23rd of 2022. His mind in the front lobobal and the extracurricular neurotransmitters. Thank you very much. I just got some punch. Did I tell you this is my 20th year? Yep.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Congratulations.
Thank you. So the left that took a left turn at consciousness sector 3.
And that's why he was saying her and him.
That's why Mr. Gray was getting gender confused. And what we were able to do through electroshock and serum B, something that I developed. Thank you very much. You're very kind. People are giving me cards and wishing me well.
You're not retiring, are you?
Yeah, it sounds like a retirement party.
No, not at all. This is just the observance of 20 years here at the Brainwave Institute.
Dr. Wyckoff is instrumental in the success that they've had at the Brainwave Institute. Isn't that right, sir?
That's exactly right, Frank. I don't want to blow my own horn, but I tell you what, if I could blow my own horn, I would blow my own horn, but I wouldn't want to blow my own horn in mixed company. You get that?
So that's very funny. There's a woman present here.
I understand, but my feeling is that I am unedited and untethered in how I express myself, and I engage my patients the same way. This is why your husband had a hard time, Mrs. Gray, saying and expressing gender properly, because there was strangulation of the labobo.
A strangulation? Well, what does that mean exactly? So, in other words, he should have been free to just say whatever he wants.
Some people need to be free. Some people need to be free. And that helps them. I had a problem, just so you know, thank you very much. Can I get more punch? Thank you. I had a problem early on in my life where I would get the colors of crayons reversed. The teacher would say, take your red crayon, and I would take out the blue crayon. And I'd say, it's blue. And then I'd sit down, and my parents were worried. They were nervous. And we went to a psychologist whose name I can't mention because he's currently at the Supermax prison. And I don't want...
This is a guy that you went to as a kid?
Yes, he's currently at Supermax.
Was he a terrorist?
I don't want to mention his name. I don't want to give him any more publicity than he deserves. But he helped me using this labobo reversal when I was 26.
And so up until you were 26, you were getting colors wrong?
No, I was just getting the colors of crayons wrong. Why can't you listen to me?
Well, hold on for a minute, Doc.
Well, I'm unedited and untethered. I'm sorry. I have to watch it.
Well, see, one of the things about Dr. Wyckoff is that he professes and endorses this untethered, unrectumed way of speaking.
Yes, Frank, that's right. When I say unrectumed, it's a colloquialism, meaning I've removed my head from, forgive me, but I am very untethered. I've removed my head from my own ass.
All right, we have a very unusual conversation here with Dr. Barstow Wyckoff, who is the doctor that worked with Frank Gray. And I think what I'd like to have is a conversation between you and Mr. Gray so we can hear the great work that you've done, how Mr. Gray's conquering of this gender confusion.
Well, the gender confusion thing in Frank Gray came about at an unfortunate time in popular culture in America where people were choosing their own genders, and it was very important, and people thought that Mr. Gray was mocking that. And his problem had nothing to do with that. Is that right, Frank?
That is exactly right. I was not intending to mock anyone by calling a her a him. It was the result of an untreated STD from a youth misspent.
Well,
until I met my wife, Margaret, and she turned me around. But I wasn't trying to mock anybody. It was just the fact that...
Basically, it was a bit introduced in the Phil Henry show at a time that also coincided his characterization of you.
Well, that's a lot of inside baseball stuff. The point being that there is no intended offense.
No intended offense. But we knew that we had to deal with you, Frank. So tell me about what life was like.
Well, life up to that point was every time I saw Margaret, I'd say, well, there he is, the woman I love. And I had people looking at me like I was something that belonged in a soft room with a straitjacket on, a little chair next to a window, and a little flower.
You keep going on. When you said soft room and a straitjacket was good enough.
Okay. But anyway, people were looking at me that way, and they were saying, look at him. He belongs in a nut bin. And it was hurtful. It was very hurtful.
So... And eventually you came to seek help from me here at the brain. Hold on. More punch. Yeah. Look at the more. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Oh, hold on. Cake? Okay, hold on. They're going to just give me some cake, Mr. Henry.
Okay.
We're talking here to Dr. Barstow Wyckoff. Did we get the story as to why you're called Barstow, sir?
Hold on. Oh, for I'm a jolly good fellow, for I'm a jolly good fellow, for I'm a jolly good fellow. That nobody can deny, hey, that nobody can deny, hey, that nobody can deny. Yes, thank you. Could I get another piece of pie, and could I get another glass of the punch? Thank you. So, What was your question, Mr. Henry?
Why are you named Barstow?
The name Barstow, that's where I was conceived by my parents. Not just physically, but that's where they had the actual idea of having me. And so I was thought of and I was conceived in Barstow.
Oh, where were you born?
I was born in Needles, California, on the California side. Needles straddles the California-Arizona border, but I was born on the California side, which I'm eternally grateful, I can tell you that.
All right, we're talking with Dr. Barstow.
What's so funny?
I thought that was funny what you just said.
About what?
When you said you were eternally grateful for being born on the California side.
I don't remember any of that.
All right, well, it doesn't matter.
You did say it.
I don't remember any of it. You're not fucking with me, are you?
Sir, watch your language, sir.
Sorry. Well, I didn't...
Dr. Barstow Wyckoff is with us. All right, so you guys continue your conversation.
So, Frank, tell me, when you discovered you had this problem, the people were telling you had this problem, so then what?
So then my wife said, you've got to get some help because everyone thinks you're a walking freak, something out of a science fiction movie. And I felt terrible about that. So I went to the phone. I had Dickman over here. I said, get the Yellow Pages. And he didn't know what those were because a new generation of people.
I understand.
I said, get the Yellow Pages out, Dickman. I'm going to just go through just try to find a doctor that knows something about why I am getting gender wrong.
Yeah, and so
I'm not talking to you, okay? I'm talking to the man here.
Oh, hold on. Dr.
Wyckoff. Barstow Wyckoff.
Take it easy, okay? The kid's just trying to help. Anyway,
I don't like being told what to do.
Dr. Wyckoff, we can conclude the interview, and you can get back to your little celebration there.
Sorry. Could I get thank you very much? It's been 20... just saying, some people are coming by and saying hello to me.
All right.
Yes, you're very kind, dear. Could I get another piece of the Pepperidge Farm? So I'm in the middle of this celebration.
Right. So anyway, Dickman went through the Yellow Pages and found the Brainwave Institute of La Jolla...
Of La Jolla, Frank. Keep it together. I told you, one step forward, three steps back. One step forward, three steps back.
Why would you say that? That means he's not covering any ground.
Because Frank heard that as three steps forward, one step back.
Yeah, see, not only, there's a lot of things you didn't know about me. See, she didn't know that I was thinking of things more jacked up than ever before. Let me jump in, Dr. Wyckoff. Phil Henry here. We're going to take a break. We have Dr. Barstow Wyckoff of the Brainwave Institute. Put him on hold, bud.
Yeah, Dr. Hi. I'm going to put him on hold right now, bud.
Oh, okay. We'll be right with you.
Your thoughts? Well, I don't know. He's very touchy. Wait a minute. This is a man that saved my life. Wait a minute, Frank. We're just talking. He's very touchy. He's eaten about 18 pieces of pie. I don't know. I think the man helped Frank immensely. I'd like to find out what he intends to do to get Frank's voice. When you say the words he and she, Frank. I know. I say he and I say she. It sounds weird. Is it anything you can control? Well, Dr. Wyckoff says that when I say the words he or she, I should get my just concentrating my making my voice as low as possible.
All right, we'll try it.
Okay, I see Dickman and...
he
is over there. How'd that sound? It was lower, Frank, but it stretched out again.
Yeah, this is how it sounded. You went, he.
See, I didn't know. It sounded like I was still saying he. No, man. All right, Dr. Wyckoff, we're going to be right back in the world-famous Phil Henry Show with Frank Gray, Dr. Barstow Wyckoff from the the Brainwave Institute in La Jolla, California, right after these very important messages.
Don't be a smartass, Phil.
I'm Frank Gray, encouraging you to get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Backstage pass website is what I'm trying to say. He has 55,000-plus hours on that website, and you and yours, your wife, your kids, your husband, you can access that with a backstage pass.
You just go to philhenryshow.com. You enter in his name with .com and get, you know, and then you get everything what you need. The world-famous Phil Henry Show with 55,000-plus hours of great entertainment, video and audio, including home movies, TV and radio interviews and pilots, can be yours. Yes, yours. For less than $10 a month, less than $7 a month averaged out over the year. Frank?
Now that is a great... Thank you very much. General Shaw is one of my favorite people. I remember when he and I used to go to ball games together. Anyway...
I'll do it. And get a backstage pass at Phil Henry Show.
Wait a minute. I hate it when she interrupts like that.
Well, I'm interrupting, Frank. Get a backstage pass to philhenryshow.com, the greatest value online other than porn.
I'm just kidding. Welcome back, Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Dr. Barstow Wyckoff, the man that cured, really, Frank Gray from this gender confusion problem that he had. We've gone through a lot of stuff here, Dr. Wyckoff. The fact that Frank's gender confusion coincided with a time in the history of America where people were choosing their own pronouns. And this was a problem for you, Frank?
Yeah, it was a very big problem because I'd say, if I was looking at a woman, I'd say, look at her. Or no, I'd say...
You'd say him.
Yeah, no, if I was looking at a woman, I'd say, look at him. And people would say, why do you say that? And I'd say, I'm gender confused. They'd think it was all a big joke.
D.C., well, that was it, Frank. And people would think you were joking, and they'd mock you and abuse you, and it wasn't right. They didn't understand what was going on. They thought they were being mocked. Thank you. Could I get more punch and pie? Yes.
Boy, you're having a lot of pie there, Doc.
You got a problem with that?
Dr. Wyckoff.
Sorry, I'm very sorry. I'm untethered and I'm unfiltered.
I understand. You have to understand, Dr. Wyckoff doesn't mean anything by it. He just talks that way because of the untethering.
Yeah, but you're being kind of rude.
I don't mean to be rude, but I just don't like it when people get up into my grill about things. If I'm going to have pie, I'll have pie. And I'm not necessarily talking about the kind that you eat with a fork and a knife, you know? Hello?
Yeah, we heard you. Dr. Wyckoff.
Okay.
Dr. Wyckoff, continue with Frank.
Okay. So, Frank, you came to me with this gender confusion. Then what happened?
Then what happened was Dr. Wyckoff here said, Frank, you need to have what we call the unscramblement. And that was a series of electroshock sessions. And I remember the big male nurse, Butch Oberby, would get me prepared, and he'd come into the room and laugh about it. And he'd say, okay, Mr. Gray, it's time for the unscramblement. Or would you just rather have them over easy? And I'd say, ha, 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 ha.
Yes, Butch Oberboy.
I'm sorry, I thought the name was Oberby.
No, it's Butch Oberboy. Try to get... Okay, I got to resist being untethered and unfiltered. I was about to say to you, Frank, try to get it right and not talk like the drooling retard that came to see me the first time.
Dr. Wyckoff, we don't need that.
You're right. I'm sorry.
This untethered and unfiltered is very offensive.
Well, I'm sorry, but it happens to be a part of my own personal journey, my own reclamation.
Please get back to the conversation.
Okay. So Butch Oberby came in.
Yeah, Butch Oberby came in, and he said, it's time for the scramblement. And I said, I don't know what that is. Well, actually, I discussed it with Dr. Wyckoff. The scramblement is when all neurotransmitters and brainwaves are thrown together and rectified, or re-rectumed, as you call it.
Yes, they're re-rectumed using the brainwave scan machine that I had developed in association with Dr. Uga. And this was a number, Dr. Uga's no longer with us. This is what put the Brainwave Institute on the map, the brainwave scan machine.
Okay, so, and this was the scramblement's what?
The scramblement is a form of brain therapy, of electroshock that scrambles. And I don't like to say scrambles because it sounds like we just came up with the name. Oh, let's call it the scramblement because it scrambles. I don't know. It makes me sound like I'm a...
Well, you said it makes you sound like you have the brains of an ape.
That's right. And I'm a man. I'm a full-grown, intelligent man.
All right. This is interesting because we're talking to Frank about his gender confusion. We're talking to you about your unfiltered problem.
I got no problem, okay?
Wait a second there, Doc. Again, as Margaret indicated, we can hang up the phone, and then we can talk about you behind your back.
Okay, I'm sorry. More punch. I said more punch!
You know what? I'm going to hang the phone up.
This is what you just did. You went, you know what? And you're saying that I'm untethered and I'm wrong. You're wrong for saying that.
Dr. Wyckoff, you can't yell.
Yeah, Dr. Wyckoff is frank. Don't do that. You just did that with your staff.
My staff is used to it. I'm untethered and I'm unfiltered.
We understand that, but it came over the phone sounding frightening.
Continue with Frank.
So, Frank, after the scramblement, then what?
After the scramblement, I went back to my room. I read a couple of dirty magazines. I shouldn't say that.
What are you talking about?
I had some adult...
We provide adult magazines for many of our male patients because one of the keystones of the unscramblement is to make sure that every man glandularly is cleansed. So lots of dirty magazines, lots of dirty, filthy movies. And excuse me for being, but that's what we put in every man's room so that he is spending at least 20 hours out of every 24 hours going through the cleanse.
By cleanse, I'm assuming you mean masturbation.
I didn't want to say that because you people were giving me a hard time at being unfiltered.
Well, we need to know what you're talking about, Doc. So anyway, I understand.
All right, so Frank had a lot of dirty magazines and dirty movies.
That's right. I don't stutter.
Hey, I'm going to hang. I'll give it 30 seconds here and we're hanging up.
I'm sorry.
What?
I'm sorry.
Are you saying it in a very low tone because of your unfiltering?
Yes.
Okay, hey, hold on. Let me deal with this. Dr. Wyckoff is Frank Gray.
Hi, Frank.
It's okay. You helped me. You helped unscramble me. I can say the word him, see? I didn't used to be able to.
I know.
Why are you afraid?
They yelled at me.
Dr. Wyckoff was scared. Could you please apologize to him, Phil? You got to be kidding me. Please apologize to him now. Dr. Wyckoff, I'm sorry.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
So, Dr. Wyckoff, after the unscramblement, I went back to my room, and I read a few more dirty magazines, and I looked at some dirty pictures, some real crazy stuff from the Caribbean and South America. A lot of...
Well, I think some of it was he-she, because that was important, you understand?
I understand, yes.
Because of the gender confusion. So
Frank looked at a bunch of he-she... What are we talking about here?
We're talking about a lot of porn, dirty movies, and dirty pictures involving the she-males.
Yes, and there was nothing else we could do. Frank had gone through the unscramblement, and the last thing he needed was 24 hours alone with a lot of filthy movies having to do with this confusion of his.
Right. So after the 24 hours was up, I took the magazines and threw them in the dumpster as directed by Butch Oberby, and he then brought me back to my room by way of the golf cart.
Right, we take everyone around at the Brainwave Institute in a golf cart.
And here's Frank today.
There's Frank today, you got it. Yeah, thank you very much. Can I have another piece of the Pepperidge Farm?
Well, listen, Dr. Wyckoff, good job. Thanks for being on our show.
Thank you. I can't say that I enjoyed it because I didn't. And,
well, Dr. Wyckoff, you were very rude. I'm glad you did what you did for my husband.
By the way, are you a woman or a man?
I'm very much a woman, and I can drive to La Jolla and show you and then kick your ass around the block for drill.
I'm sorry.
What?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say anything.
All right, get rid of this. Thanks very much, Dr. Wyckoff.
I said more Pepperidge Farm! I don't know why...
Hey, don't look at me. Let me tell you something. He helped me. He helped me where no one else could help me.
All right, Frank. Don't get emotional.
Well, I'm looking at all you chowderheads.
And watch it with the chowderhead.
Yeah. Hey, look, Frank. We're glad that you're better. It doesn't mean you have to take on the same traits of that guy Wyckoff. Dr. Wyckoff is an eminent individual. He's well-respected in his field. He's written a great many books, and he's quoted in the literature. So when you talk about him, you're talking about a great man.
All right, that's fine. Is he going to be able to get your voice to come down?
I have to think in terms of... You got to think like you've really got a low voice, right?
Yeah.
So when I think about Dr. Wyckoff, I think he's a great man.
I don't know if you're ever going to be normal, Frank, but I'll take you at least using the right gender as opposed to the other he, she, and it stuff.
You know what? I like the cut of your jib, Margaret. I think that's why I married her. I'll do it. World famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved. The podcast won. And I want to also say it's been great talking to him and his staff. I'm Frank Gray.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Gray.
Yeah, thank you, Dickman.
What's that?
Well, who's going to... We're not apologizing to Dr. Wyckoff, no. Do you understand what you've done? We haven't done a thing, Frank.
Frank, we're not apologizing to that freak.
That freak that you're talking about, he helped me. He helped me. You understand? He helped me where no one else could.